Hi, everyone, and welcome to Talent Talks. I'm Rob Adams. In this episode, we're excited to be joined by Dr. Sarah Prince, Instructional Design and Curriculum Development Lead at TI Verbatim Consulting, TIVC. Dr. Prince is an experienced writer, educator, public speaker, and team leader with proven expertise in effectively negotiating academic and professional learning contexts. Today, we'll be discussing TIVC's recently launched Coaching with Cultural Humility program. The program's goal is to give organizations and individuals practical tools to operationalize DEI and create a program that coaches can then carry out with their own clients. Sarah, welcome to the show. Nice to talk with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I know you're enthusiastic. Let's dive right in. Can you please share some background on the Coaching with Cultural Humility program?
For sure. So ultimately, TIVC's DEI goal, what we call IDEA, Inclusion, Diversity, Equity, and Accessibility, is really to give organizations and individuals the tools to operationalize concepts of DEI. And sometimes those concepts of DEI, we understand them generally, but they can be a bit abstract. So at TIVC, to operationalize those, those concepts, we think through teaching the frameworks for psychological safety at the organizational level. But at the individual level, we use the framework of cultural humility. So what is cultural humility? Practicing cultural humility really helps individuals remember both the power and the limitations of their own cultural lens, right? Their own unique dimensions of diversity. And it encourages a lifelong commitment to acknowledging and respectfully engaging with the unique cultural context and lived experiences of everyone they come in contact with, everyone they meet. So if we think about that in the coaching context in particular, it is important for coaches to remember that every client they might work with is coming to that coaching relationship with a unique set of circumstances, right? With individual dimensions of diversity and a unique cultural context that informs their values, their beliefs, their perceptions. So a coach really has to hold two things in the balance to practice cultural humility. They have to remain open and curious to the client's unique cultural context while also being aware of their own cultural lens, their own cultural context. So if they can keep those two things in the balance, remain open and curious, they're really practicing that coaching with cultural humility. And at its core, right, at TIVC, we like to think about cultural humility as a transformative practice that enables both coach and client to build bridges of understanding across identities. And that allows both coach and client to work toward authentic client goals and growth.
Tell me a bit about the evolution of the program and how TIVC ended up creating this program. It sounds fascinating. Let's develop that a little further.
Sure. So Jean, TIVC CEO, is a PCC certified coach herself. And if you spend more than, I would say, 5 minutes talking to Jean, you will realize that coaching is very near and dear to her heart. So she really wanted to create a TIVC specific coaching program that integrated the traditional tenets of coaching with a strong commitment to DEI. So to build this out, we worked closely with multiple coaching experts with a combined, 50 plus years of coaching experience. But we selected coaches who not only had, traditional coaching experience, but also had experience in integrating DEI into their coaching practice. So added to those experts at TIVC, we used our talents, right, of our training and development team in curriculum development, instructional design to really build out a robust and engaging multimodal hybrid curriculum that adheres to ICF standards for accredited education programs. So specifically, in our program, we have combined short instructional videos, reflective journaling and analysis activities, live discussions, coaching triads with peers. We've got mentoring practice with seasoned coaches and even guided workshops to help coaches get a head start on building out their coaching practice after they complete the program. So we're really proud of what we've created. I think perhaps what I am most proud of is something that came about later in the evolution of this program, which is sort of building out three unique tracks for aspiring coaches. So traditionally, when you see coaching education programs, you'll typically see a one-size-fits-all approach. And typically, that coaching education is geared toward external coaches, so those who are going to become professional coaches as perhaps a consultant. But what we've done is, again, we've built out three unique tracks depending on the individual aspiring coaches sort of situation and where they see themselves functioning in their coaching journey. So the first track is internal coaching, and that's for those who provide coaching to employees as part of an organization. Then we do have an external coaching track. So those are for those who provide coaching as an external consultant. But we also really focus on that third track, which is coaching skills for leaders who want to use coaching practices for the growth of their employees. And so based on the track they select, they're going to come away with the from the program with a unique coaching practice plan, which is basically like a to-do list that kind of gives them next steps to build out their coaching practice after the program's complete. So again, it's not just acquiring that knowledge, but it's really applying it and giving them the next steps to sort of take coaching to the next level after the program's completed.
We love passion and pride on Talent Talks, and I can hear it in your voice. So very much proud of what you've done, and for good reason. So I'm curious then, how does it differ from traditional coaching, and what are the pain points of traditional coaching?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say there are pain points in traditional coaching. Instead, I think in traditional coaching education programs, there's often a lack of practical tools to ensure coaches are effective. So as our country and frankly, as our workforce continues to diversify, at this point, most coaches and coach educators understand the importance of DEI, right? They understand the importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion to really facilitate belonging. However, understanding is only half the battle, right? What's often lacking are the practical tools to implement these concepts in day-to-day coaching practice. Again, I mentioned, you know, these DEI concepts can sometimes feel abstract. So I know they're important, but how do I incorporate them into my coaching practice? Our goal at TIVC is to provide coaches with a practical framework, what we call coaching with cultural humility, to ensure they have clear strategies to operationalize DEI concepts in their coaching. And that's incredibly important. And timely, right? So, sure. You know, the U.S. is projected to be a majority minority country by 2045. And again, that's going to correspond to a more diverse workforce. So making sure that the next generation of coaches has the tools for self-reflection and the tools for the practice of cultural humility to really engage with that more diverse workforce is incredibly important moving forward.
Yeah, a lot of important stuff in the future, no question. How can leaders in particular benefit from TIVC's coaching program?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that question, because again, I mentioned traditional coaching programs or coaching education programs tend to focus on external professional coaches, but really coaching skills are incredibly valuable for leaders. They can help leaders to enhance employee performance and potential, right? Those coaching skills can enable leaders to help their team members realize their full potential by providing personalized support, and that can lead to increased productivity and job satisfaction. It also can foster a team or organizational culture of learning and growth. So leaders can really have employees take initiative and feel empowered to kind of develop their own growth, their own strategies for growth, leading to a more dynamic and innovative workplace. And then it can improve communication, and that improved communication is not just between leader and employee, but that could be across teams or across an entire organization. Another thing I want to mention, because I think this is incredibly valuable, sure, as being both a leader and employee, is that it really helps to enhance leadership credibility and trust. So when leaders take the time to coach their employees, it really demonstrates their commitment to their team's success and their investment in individual team members. And it can also help identify, right, future leaders, right? It helps to strengthen that overall leadership pipeline within the organization. So again, coaching provides incredible tools for leaders to really engage with their team.
Can you touch on the program in the context of TIVC's training ethos?
Yes. So I think it hits on our training ethos in two key ways. The first I will say is that, as I mentioned, TIVC's goal is really to operationalize DEI. And again, at the organizational setting, we do that through training and psychological safety. At the one-on-one setting, we do that through cultural humility. And so again, particularly in the coaching context, we focus on this training ethos by engaging in cultural humility in the coaching practice. So the idea is that we're giving coaches that those practical tools to operationalize DEI. Second, the structure of the program itself really gets at a key piece of our training ethos, and that is to ensure positive, sustainable behavior changes through our training. So in this program, we've done so by ensuring a scaffolded training program that is built to not only encourage knowledge acquisition of those key coaching components of those ICF core competencies of cultural humility, but also to give learners the opportunity to apply and to iteratively practice at regular intervals the skills and the techniques they've learned. So they will feel comfortable utilizing those skills as soon as they walk out of our program. Again, I talked about our individual coaching practice plans, right? Those are those three tailored tracks that coaches can use to kind of facilitate next steps after the program's completed. And all of these things sort of cumulatively work together to focus on sustainability and application long-term. So, you know, really taking the skills with them and applying that to their day-to-day.
Help me kind of wrap up our conversation. Anything else you want to add?
You know, I hope I have conveyed a couple of things. First, that cultural humility is incredibly valuable in terms of our current workforce. And so we use cultural humility at TIVC, not cultural competence, because I think cultural competence implies that there is sort of an endpoint at which you are competent culturally, right? But instead, cultural humility sort of highlights that there is no endpoint, that all of us are always working to become more open and curious and to learn more about those around us. And I think that's incredibly valuable as a coaching skill. And also just, again, as our workforce continues to diversify. So we're excited about this new learning pathway that will give folks, again, a pathway for their ACC credential with ICF. And we're here if there are any questions, and we look forward to a new group or a next generation of culturally humble coaches.
And I love that point you made about never stop learning and be curious about everyone around us. I think that's a wonderful thing.
Thanks. Me too.
Yeah, I really do. Dr. Sarah Prince, thank you so much for your time today. A wonderful conversation on an important topic, and please come back and join us again.
I'd love to. Thanks so much.
That's all the time we have here on this edition of Talent Talks. Alongside Dr. Sarah Prince, Instructional Design and Curriculum Development Lead at TIVC, I'm Rob Adams. This has been Talent Talks.